so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week on the Voice of Vashon here at 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with music from Texas musicians. And you know, I'm a former English teacher, so sometimes bits of things that I've taught spring up in my brain, and the latest was Juliet speaking to Romeo, saying that only his name was keeping them apart. She said, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet." And then I thought, what about a show with names in the title? That would be fun. And so indeed, I found the mother lode, and we're going to start off the name game, so to speak, with Asleep at the Wheel, once again, singing about the founder of Texas Swing, Bob Wills, and Bob Wills is still the king.
Well, the honky-tonks in Texas were my natural second home. Where you tip your hat to the ladies in the Rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western Swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king.
You know, I can still remember the way it was back then. In spite of all the hard times, I'd do it all again. To hear the Texas Playboys and Tommy Duncan sing makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still the king.
You can hear the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a home of country music, on that we all agree. When you cross that old Red River house, that just don't mean a thing. So once you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still the king.
Tell you, Bob Wills is still the king. Called a little boy, got so big so fast outgrew his clothes before his toys. He'd fall asleep on the kitchen floor by the glow of the icebox light. Yeah, Junior sampled everything inside. A Junior grew, his mother knew she'd be working overtime around the clock to keep the pantry stock cooking morning, noon, and night. Sauteed, filleted, it was all the same, boiled, baked, or fried. Yeah, Junior sampled everything inside. Burgers and fries and apple pies disappear before your eyes. He goes through the menu one page at a time. He's the master of disaster with a spoon, a fork, or knife. Yeah, Junior samples everything inside. Burgers and fries and apple pies disappear before your eyes. He goes through the menu one page at a time. He's the master of disaster with a spoon, a fork, or knife. Yeah, Junior samples everything inside. Chowing down, cafes close all over town. The faces of the waitresses fill with fright. While Junior samples everything inside. Burgers and fries and apple pies disappear before your eyes. He goes through the menu one page at a time. He's the master of disaster with a spoon and a fork and a knife. Yeah, Junior samples everything inside. He's the master of disaster with a spoon, a fork, or knife. Yeah, Junior samples everything inside.
Well, that was Dallas Wayne doing his best Bob Wills and Texas Swing. And that was a song about Junior samples from his 2004 album called I'm Your Biggest Fan, which that is a really creepy song. If you haven't heard it, it's pretty creepy. Anyway, Dallas grew up in Missouri, and then he moved to Nashville, and then he spent some time in Scandinavia for about half a decade, and then he moved to Austin in 2003. He's been there ever since. He's got two shows on Sirius XM Radio. Before Dallas, we heard The Pride of Paw Paw, West Virginia, and Bob Wills is still the king. Actually, The Pride is Asleep at the Wheel, and that came from the album the same name. Came out in 2015. They've got a whole bunch of guest artists singing Bob Wills tunes on that album, including Lyle Lovett and Willie and George Strait, Buddy Miller, Brad Paisley. And on that song, Shooter Jennings and Randy Rogers and Reckless Kelly were singing on there. You are listening to songs from Texas musicians with names in the titles of their songs on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your lead researcher. Now, sometimes one name in a title is just not enough because the story involves two people. Duh. Next up is one of the most famous duos in music, me and Bobby McGee. And this version is from the author of the song, Kris Kristofferson. Me and Bobby McGee on The Voice of Vashon.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul.
standing right beside me, Lord. Everything I'd done, every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Selena's, Lord, I let her slip away, looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I'd trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da da.
Ain't it funny how a man can pack everything in a duffel bag? Least everything that means something to you. Leather coat and a black guitar in the backseat of your car. A ring of fire and goodbyes burning through you. Well, it feels like hell but sings like hallelujah. Me and John R. got nothing to lose. Miles of memories and 2 weeks of union dues. Lord knows my heart ain't all that's broke, and the only cash I'm gonna find's on the AM radio. Rolling down the highway singing Folsom Prison Blues. Me and John R. got nothing to lose. Counting grows on the power lines. Time moves on but it don't fly. And love gone wrong don't care which way you run. I flipped a coin and I headed west. Where I'll stop it's anyone's guess. Put Jesus on the dash and chase the sun. She don't care but I still miss someone. Got nothing to lose but 1,000 miles of memories and 2 weeks of union dues. Lord knows my heart ain't all that's broken. The only cash I'm gonna find's on the AM radio. Rolling down the highway singing Folsom Prison Blues. Me and John R. got nothing to lose. Me and John R. got nothing to lose but the address where we lived and the love that she refused. Lord knows my heart ain't all that's broken. The only cash I'm gonna find's on the AM radio, rolling down the highway, singing Folsom Prison Blues. Me and John R. got nothing to lose. Me and John R. got nothing to lose.
Yeah, Radney Foster and me and John R. from his album Del Rio, Texas, 1959, Revisited, Unplugged and Lonesome. And you also heard a great dobro in there from Steve Fischel. This album is really a remake of his first album that was recorded 20 years earlier. He redid the record because he still gets requests from fans for songs from that album, and it's a lot different than it was originally, but that's partially because he's 20 years different himself. And I like that song a lot. And then I looked to see who wrote the song, and it was Radney Foster, along with Darden Smith. And Darden's an Austin stalwart that we saw a lot when we lived in Austin. You've heard him before here on Boogie Back as well. Before Radney, we heard Kris Kristofferson and me and Bobby McGee, and that came from a Highwayman album. But this version was recorded October 20th, 1969 in Nashville, way before the Highwayman became some kind of a supergroup in 1985, and I knew it was an old version because, well, Kris' voice sounds pretty clear. And as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, Kris is from Brownsville, Texas, way down on the border with Mexico. And in addition to his singing and songwriting, he's an actor and a helicopter pilot and a Rhodes Scholar and a general Renaissance man, I think. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, and where we're listening tonight to Texas musicians sing about people because the titles to all the songs have names in them. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and serving them up for you this evening. Thanks for listening. Next up, we got a couple of stories of quintessential Texas characters, and one of them turns out okay in spite of his profession on the other side of the law, and the next one really doesn't turn out so well, and in spite of his hero status on the high school gridiron. We're going to lead off with Slade Cleaves and Race Car Joe.
When the wheels are rolling, he's alive. Doing 94 in a 55 with a burning engine. He would go down the Gladewater Highway, Race Car Joe. Past the Green Frog side, where this old beer it takes his orders from an engineer. He tells the two pushers which way to go. That's one day's work for Race Car Joe. He's got the camo points from one last drag before he takes the grandkids out to Six Flags. And the sun has weathered where the wrinkles show, but the years ain't broken, Race Car Joe. There's restless dreams, there's oil fires, there's broken drill bits on a blown out tire. There's all new strip joints, it's a holy road. He's seen them all, Race Car Joe. He's 6'5", East Texas style. Got brand new teeth now on a crooked smile. Me in a one-ton pickup with the cancer glow, looks at you, Race Car Joe, when he laughs with you, Race Car Joe, when he smiles at you, Race Car Joe.
He was a panhandle prince, schoolboy football king. They told him high in the halls 'cause he could run them balls, but it was rumored down deep he was mean. He dated high-toned girls with frosty pom-pom curls, but he never gave out his ring. He was the best of the best. He met the gridiron test, and there ain't nothing as American and clean. He was the pride of the backfield, all the hero of his day. Yeah, he carried the ball for the red and blue, the one district triple A. Great Joe Bob went bad. At first he lost his scholarship to the Texas Tech for drinking during training and breaking the coach's neck. Yeah, then he got suspended for acting obscene around the cum laude, daughter of the dean. So I took up with the waitress named Loose Ruby Cole while she was a hopping tables down at the hidey hole. And he met her on the sly, but when her daddy weren't around, ah, but he stopped making yardage when he started messing around. He was the pride of the backfield, ah, the hero of his day. He carried the ball for the red and blue, the one district triple A. Great Joe Bob went bad. It spread like a country wildfire. Something big had gone all strange. Joe Bob, the greatest halfback, was acting half deranged. He'd been seen out with this woman, getting drunk and having fun. He'll growed his hair, then give a prayer and said, football days is done. Then he and old Loose Ruby robbed Pinky's liquor store. They had a run-in with the law when there's a run-in out the door. And Joe Bob's fate was sealed for the next century. He'll trade it in the pigskin for the penitentiary. He was the pride of the backfield, all the hero of his day. He'll carried the ball for the red and blue, but hell, he carried it all away. Nobody comprehended when the great Joe Bob went back.
High School for you. That was Terry Allen with the story of the great Joe Bob, a Texas football hero, and as one who taught high school in Texas and worked in education there for nearly two decades, I know full well of the allure of the football players as well as the power of the coaches. As a new teacher in Texas, I gave a football player really a bad weekly grade, which meant he couldn't play that week. And I got a visit from the coach who, to his credit, asked only what the player needed to do that week and every week. And lo and behold, while the player didn't play that week, his work was rather good, I think, the rest of the season, and it was his, too. So the song, The Great Joe Bob, came from Terry's landmark album, Lubbock on Everything. That came out in 1978. And Terry's not only a singer-songwriter, but he also is an internationally recognized visual artist, and he's a painter with work in museums and collections around the world. And he's the recipient of Guggenheim, three National Endowment for the Arts grants. And he went to Monterey High School in Lubbock, Texas, with Butch Hancock, Jimmie Dale Gilmore, Joe Ely, Joe Harvey Allen, who later became his wife, and Joe Carroll Pierce. Before Terry, we heard Slade Cleaves with Race Car Joe. That came from his Unsung album. That's the one where he recorded the songs of up-and-coming songwriters. Race Car Joe was written by Adam Carroll from Tyler in Deep East, Texas. Slade grew up in Maine, but he's lived in the Austin area for the last couple of decades. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Ashon, your island connection. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, spinning some stories about people from Texas musicians. And now we're going to jump in the Wayback Machine, Mr. Peabody, for two songs of Young Love from two more musicians from the Lubbock area. And here are two of the most recognizable voices among all musicians, Texans or otherwise. And we're going to lead off with a rare recording from Roy Orbison called Belinda.
They say that you're looking for a home, fresh out of a love affair, fresh out of hope, fresh out of dreams. I know you're as strong as any human can be, but you need love, why don't you take it from me? I know I ain't much, but you can have me for free. Gratitude or love. We're just two souls stuck here, two lonely rivers filled with light. Two lights shining in the darkness ahead, two feet touching in a cold winter's bed. I promised you safety, but I'd love you instead. Love you, Peggy Sue.
I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want.
Of course, that was Peggy Sue from Buddy Holly, although the song originally was called Cindy Lou, after Buddy's niece. But Buddy's drummer, who was Jerry Allison, persuaded Buddy to call it Peggy Sue, who happened to be Jerry's girlfriend at the time, and they had just broken up. So Jerry hoped that the song would get her back, and it worked, by the way, because Jerry and Peggy Sue later on got married. I got that song from the record, the original master tapes of Buddy Holly that MCA put out in the mid-80s, I think it was 1985. And the master tapes the title referred to were of the original sessions produced by Norman Petty in Clovis, New Mexico in 57 and 58. And Buddy himself was born in Lubbock. He had a country band in high school, but in 1955, he opened for Elvis three different times. And during that time, he shifted from country and western to rock and roll exclusively. And by 1957, with the help of Norman Petty, who later became his manager, not only his producer, but his manager, Buddy Holly and the Crickets became the real deal, only to have everything snuffed out on the day the music died, February 3rd, 1959, in a plane crash in Iowa. Before Buddy, we heard Roy Orbison, another towering pillar of music from the Lubbock area, Vernon, Texas, which is a little bit north and east of Lubbock. The song was Belinda from an album called Rare Orbison that has an interesting set of songs on it. They're infrequently heard B-sides and a few A-sides that didn't become hits. And they all were from about the time that Roy was with Monument Records. Belinda was recorded in 1976, and according to the liner notes, heard by virtually no one. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection, where tonight we have songs from Texas musicians with names in the title. And thanks for listening. So we go from early rock and roll and crooning to a jazzy funk disco tune. Here is Boz Scaggs and JoJo.
Jojo's got his gun. her sweet. He keep her just right, keeps her on the street.
Hey! salsa. And she's a one eyed Fiona. 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 So if you go into the battle, and then I'll tell you all I know. She got skin so pale. And she'll look right through you with just one eye. And she's the one eyed Fiona. She's the one eyed Fiona. And she's the one eyed Fiona. And she's the one eyed Fiona. And she's the one eyed Fiona. She's the one eyed Fiona. She's the one eyed Fiona. She's the one eyed Fiona.
I love it, with Fiona from his 1996 album, The Road to Ensenada. You also heard Jackson Browne and Sean Colvin doing the harmony vocals there. That album won Best Country Album in 1996. And, of course, Lyle was born and raised in Klein, Texas, which is outside of Houston. He went to Texas A&M, where he met, among others, Robert Earl Keen. Quite a guy. Before Lyle, we heard Boss Gags with JoJo, that originally appeared on his 1980 album, Middleman, although I got it from the very best of Boss Gags. Middleman was his last album for Columbia Records before he took 8 years off, and JoJo, kind of an interesting mix of his 70s style with his vocals against some little jazz riffs and to me, a disco feel. Boss was born in Dallas, Texas, and he went to the same high school as Steve Miller, the St. Mark's School High School for Boys. As we just illustrated, I think Boogie Back to Texas and Texas music feature a wide variety of genres and styles, and I hope you haven't hurt your audio neck with the whiplash of changes of styles. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host. Thanks for listening. Your physical therapist will thank me as well. We're going to turn to two people who are in a lot of trouble, and the first one is totally of his own doing. Here are the Flatlanders with I'm Gonna Strangle You, Shorty.
Well, halfway to Louisiana, halfway to Alabama, I seen Shorty running down the highway, looking like a worried man. I rolled down my window, I told him to hop on in. I never had to stop on the old blacktop, I heard a woman yelling after him, I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy, that is what she said, I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy, you're way up over your head. We pulled into Tuscaloosa, found a bar by the side of the road. I ordered us an order of French fries. Shorty went to lighten his load. The waitress happened to see him. I never seen any woman so sore. The skillet come a flying out the kitchen. Shorty running out the door, I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy. And that is what she said, I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy. You're way up over your head. Thank you. Sure as the wind gonna blow again, here come that woman with a frying pan. I ran east and Shorty ran west, never seen which way he went. Next day I saw his picture in the paper, he was lying by a frying pan whose handle was a bent. I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, oh, Lordy. That is what she said. I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy. Go way up over your head. I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Lord, Lord, Lordy. That is what she said. I'm gonna strangle you, Shorty. Where the brothers fall across the river from the Moorish mosque, the Spanish Christians ball. Her hair was dressed by vespas, woven in the leather wind. She grew up in the country, you could see it in her innocent grin. Run, Preciosa, run for love. The olive trees need rain. Memories of your gypsy past ride on the midnight train. Your lover's heart was way too wild. You saw it in his face. You walked the graveyard with his child in a veil of Spanish lace. Tony Camborio in a souped-up red Renault. The muffler rusted as a red wrought iron round his father's burial vault. Civil guards raise their sleepy head. She spins to watch the cars change lanes. Though so much time has passed, not that much has changed. Preciosa, run for love. The olive trees need rain. Memories of your gypsy past ride on the midnight train. Your lover's heart was way too wild. You saw it in his face. You walked the graveyard with his child in a veil of Spanish lace.
Of your gypsy past, ride on the midnight train.
Joe Ely with Run Preciosa came from his album Letter to Laredo, came out in mid-90s, 95, I think. As you can tell from that song, Joe really has been influenced by the Mexican culture and music. And in fact, that whole album has got a very Mexican feel to it, of course, Letter to Laredo. Also on that record is Teye, who is a Dutch flamenco guitar player, and Joe met him while he was in Europe on tour one time. And you also heard Tay certainly on that cut, and throughout, you can hear him on other cuts throughout that album, and other albums too. I don't know if it was the same trip to Europe, but he and the Clash met in London, and they liked each other's music so well that they ended up doing a really big tour together in 1979 and 1980. Before Joe, we heard the Flatlanders, Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock with Steve Wesson on the musical Saw, that you hear often in the Flatlander songs. The song was I'm Gonna Strangle You Shorty from their Wheels of Fortune album. Came out in 2004. They've been together, and then they went each on his own separate career, and they reformed in the late 90s, early 2000, partially because Joe Ely was asked to write some songs for the soundtrack of Robert Redford's movie, The Horse Whisperer. And the Flatlanders put out an album called Now Again in 2002, and then this one, Wheels of Fortune, in 2004. I am Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we're going to head toward the door with a song that has influenced literally thousands of musicians and bands, probably even more than that. The song is Johnny B. Goode, and the original was written by Chuck Berry in 1955 and recorded in 1958, and it obviously is a bit, maybe a lot, autobiographical for Chuck. He used to live on Goode Avenue in St. Louis, spelled the same way as Johnny B. Goode with an E. And one thing I didn't know is the opening guitar riff is a note-for-note copy of the solo on Louis Jordan's Ain't That Just Like a Woman. And that song was recorded in 1946, so he kind of ripped it off, I guess. Carl Hogan played guitar on that one. Here's the Pride of Beaumont, Texas, Johnny Winter on vocals and guitar, his brother Edgar on keys, John Turner on drums, and Tommy Shannon on bass. Johnny B. Goode on The Voice of Vashon.